This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the law.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4. Number 4. 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4-horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. All right. Brian, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great today.
Excellent, excellent. And you're going to help me out with the names of these horses, these fine horses?
Of course. I always
jockeys.
Will help you out. Yeah.
The whole 9 yards.
I'm pretty good at figuring out the pronunciation of words, but...
Like,
yeah.
I just get a little mixed up with the J's and the H's and all that.
So, get it. I get it.
Yeah. So, hey, we had a great day at Fairmont Park this Tuesday. We had 5 races. We went 5 out of 7 races. And it wasn't just the winner. We had it with the runner-up, too. And I think we had a couple trifectas, and we had 3 exactas. It was a pretty good day on our matinee Tuesday racing at Fairmont Park. So, in any case, let's start. Hey, I don't have that much to say today, and we didn't get any emails. I didn't check it, to be honest with you guys. And so, you know what? I don't have anything more to go on that, and let's pick some, or let's recap first, and then we'll pick some winners again. I think you guys want to hear about the winners anyway. I mean, it's big. 5 out of 7, forget about it. You don't want to hear me talk about me and my cashing tickets on the Tuesday day racing. I'm telling you, though, that is so fun. Grab some friends. The beer outside is $2. $2. It's a whole bottle. Can you believe that? It's cold beer. And then you go inside, it's $3 or it's $4. It's still a great day, and you're out with your friends. It's great picking winners, man. Well, that's all it's about there, picking winners. And let's recap this last Tuesday racing. All right. Let's start here. And our number one play here was Echo Star, the 4-horse, followed by the 1, Carol's Case, and 2, Ruby Lee's Song. So let's see what we got. We've got the finals on this one. The 4-horse, Echo Star, going off at 1-1, basically. Followed by the 1, Carol's Case, and that went off at 3.5-1, so not bad there. And the 3-horse, Seattle's Train. All right, so that's what we got. Let's see the payoffs on this. The $2 exacta, 4-1, $14.60. That's a gift. That's a wrapped up present there. That was easy. Just even you got to go 1-4, 4-1. You got to box those two, and that's it. You could have played that for 20, 50 bucks. It didn't matter. You're going to come out a winner on that one. $2 exacta, $14.60. The $1 try, 4-1-3, 20 bucks. I'm not even playing the try. Why worry about another horse here to ruin my ticket? I only seen these two standing out. I'm all over it. The 10 cent super, 4-1-3-6. $8.80. Who cares? Who cares? Yeah. Well, our cleaning up had to be on the exacta here. 4-1-1-4. Let's exacta box that. All right. Moving on to race number two. We got a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And what do we got on this one? What do we got? We've got Michael and Value. Michael and Value, the 6-horse here. And that was Baylon Lynch. And they went off at $3 a 3-to-1. 3-to-1 on that one. And then it's followed by the 3-horse, Saber Rattler. And Saber Rattler really threw a gasket in this one because this one went off at 10-to-1. 10-to-1. And then the 2-horse, Avis Parker. Avis Parker went off at less than 1-to-1 here, just about 1-to-1. So we had the 6 in there, we had the 3 in there, but we had to have we were relying a lot on I'm 39 had a rough outing. I mean, it went off at 4-to-1. It wasn't like we were going crazy with it. Victor Santiago was on the horse and just no response. No response at all. So let's move on. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three is a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And what do we got? We got, this is that one word. This is that one word that Aniwaki.
Aniwaki.
And it meant what? Laughing.
Smart. Laughing eyes.
Laughing eyes. Yes. Laughing eyes. And she was laughing her way to the bank on this one because she won. She won at 2-to-1, followed by the 10, Arkansas Traveler. And I'll tell you what, this was a duel, man. This was a nice one to watch because these two just dug in, and neither was given an inch. I mean, they went right to the wire. From the stretch, it looked like a sprint race happening. And the crowd was into it, too. I mean, they had a 2-to-1 horse, and then they had Arkansas Traveler going off at 1.5-to-1. So this was a good one to watch. And again, I wouldn't have even messed with the third place horse because you know what? It's a nice exacta again. A nice exacta. And it's like they're telling you it's a good one out there. Just jump on it. All right. So in any case, let's see what why not give the names out too? The Aniwaki horse here, the one, is Victor Santiago and Durham. And that one, morning line was 9-to-5. We had it on top here, and it went off at 2-to-1. And then the 10, Arkansas Traveler, that was Rattana. And I'll tell you what, Rattana gets a little bit of respect from me, man, because this old guy was digging in. This jockey was digging in here. He wasn't, it was a grudge match to the end here. And the public bought into it. All right, so what we got here is a 110 paid on the exact, the $2 exacta, 110, $12.80. Gift. Total gift. $1 trifecta, 110.6, $31.70. Like I said, I don't care about the third play. 10 cent super, 110.63, $12.56. And the $1 daily double, another gift. Another horse racing gift to you is a 6-1 on the daily double, and that was a $8.40 and a 50-cent pick 3-4-6-1, $16.80. All right, race number four. Race number four. We got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000, and what do we got? Let's check it out. And the winner was the 2-horse Don't Hold Queens. And that's Victor Baylon, and that was with Rednauer. And the second place here, Flawless Ikati. And you know what? We had 5-2 here, but again, on the plays like these, we go 2-5, 5-2. That's the code here. That's the class 101 on the show. If you love two horses, and what does that almost sound like? That tropical. If you like the and the king. What is that?
If you like pina coladas?
Yes, yes, that's it. Yeah, I was wondering what the hell that
Getting caught
was.
In the rain?
Getting caught in the rain. Yeah, that's it. All right, enough with that. Enough with that. All right, so if you went with that, yeah, it was gravy. So we had 2-5 on this one. And the one horse, Swifty Cause. And I think we hit the trifecta on this one. Yep, we did. We had a 5-2-1. Again, we always box our horses in our exotic place, so 1-2-6 or 1-2-5. All right, and let's see the payoffs on that. The $2 exacta, 2-5, $17.20. The $1 trifecta, 2-5-1, $29.60. The $1 daily double, 1-2, $12, or no, was that $20? I can't see the... I need glasses now. I'll tell you, I can't see anymore. Yeah, the 1-2 daily double paid $12.70. And the 50-cent pick 3, 6-1-2, $29.05. The 10-cent super, 2-5-1-3, $31.30. All right. And thank you, Mr. Bailon and Santiago, for bringing those two in. That's another exacta that the green sheet had there. Let's move on to race number 5. Race number 5, we've got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. And what do we have? What do we have? I'll tell you what we have. We have, we got the 8 horse on top here, Bird's Eye Baby, and that's Bailon. And that went off at 5-1 or 6-1, I think. And our 4 horse, Giant Sugar Baby. You got a Bird's Eye Baby, you got a Giant Sugar Baby. I mean, what's next here? I'm going to say Pampers. Diapers. No. Number 7 is Sassy and Rogue. Rogue. All right. Sassy and Rogue. And that went off at 25. Well, check out the second place here. Arietta brought this one in at $11 or 11-1 or 11.5-1. And then the 7 here. That went off at 25-1. So this, I'm telling you, I don't know if we, I don't think we hit this one. Who did we have on this one? We had the 2. Okay, the 2 was scratched. Then we had the 5 on top, Infinitive, and Infinitive. I tell you what, just ran out of gas. I think the heat got to this one because this went off at 1-1. This was a crowd favorite, and it just had a hard time going down the stretch here. It wasn't picking up momentum, so you know what? It'll be better. Maybe it just needed a night race there. And by the way, we have his owner coming on the next show. How about that? He'll probably talk to us about the horse and what to expect from his next run. Infinitive, yes. All right. Let's see the payoffs on this one. It's got to be a good payoff here. All right. We had $2 exacta here, $8,417. $1 trifecta, $8,47. Now you start talking about a trifecta when something like this. Wow. Big numbers, and the pay's not bad either. $799.70. Someone hit it. Jesus. And a 10-cent super. Someone hit this too. $8,475, $288.14. The $1 daily double, 2-8, $41.20. And the 50-cent pick 3, 1-2-8, $45. $54.45. All right, that's the kind of hit we need, Brian. That'll put us over the top, babe. All right, we got the 6 race, 6 furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And the winner of this one was Bit Money. Yeah, this was our 5 out of 7 or 4 out of 7 because this one came in for us in the 6th. All right, so we had the Bit Money on top And sure enough, Lopez brought this one home. It's a Lopez-Doris connection, and it went off 90 cents to the dollar. And then the three horse here, Air Ellie, and that was Molina, S, and Price. And this one I picked too. And then we even went one further on this one. And actually, oh my God, oh, we missed a 6-1 at the bottom. We had the 4-3-5-2. Wow, we had 1-2-3-4. No, we had 4. I thought we had 5. All right, big deal. All right, but it's still not bad. We had it in order there. We gave you guys in order 4-3-5-2. All right, so we hit everything here. Bit Money, that was Lopez Doris going for 90 cents to the dollar. And then the 3 Air Ellie, that went off at nearly 4-1. And then the 5, 3-1. And check this out. Our next one on our Superfecta, 13, almost 13.5-1. All right, we did good, man. And I'll tell you what, on a couple of these races, like the week before and this week that we picked here, it was a nice group effort. And I got to tell you, Leon, you really stepped up, Leon. And he's a big fan of the show, and we're a big fan of his. He always posts his picks on my site on racing at Fairmont Park. So the guy really works hard, and as you can see, me and him kind of went back and forth on these, and I tell you what, Leon picks them, and he's a good picker. He's a good handicapper. So a little shout-out to you, buddy. So, yeah, we had the 4-3-5-2 on this. All right. And by the way, that was Berrios on Konza Chrome and the 2 Country Assets, and that was Nunez. All right, let's move on here. Let's move on to race number 7. I didn't like race 7 at all. There were so many live horses in that race. I mean, I couldn't pick one out. So, and the crowd, you guys messed up too. You guys had the 7 on top here, or the 7 won the race, actually. What did we have? We had the American Holiday. And that was the 3 horse. And the 3 horse here, about 3-1 there as well. So we had 3-1 there. And then we went with the 4 horse Partey. And this horse got second. Partey got second, so which is good. And that went off at, everyone had that one. I mean, what the hell? That's 2-1. All right, so we got the second one in there. And we had the 9. The 9, looking for a bits, and that was Santiago. Where did he go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he went 5th, and he went off at, I think he went off at maybe 8.5-1. Wow. Or 11-1. In any case, that's what we got on it. And let's just, hey, keep the vibes flowing here, and let's pick some more winners. Unfortunately, it's got to be amnesia too, and even if you win, because after you win, it's done. We got to move on, and we got to pick some more winners, and that's the next race day at Fairmont Park, and that is this coming Saturday, which is the 23rd. And you know what? It's night racing. So if that one horse I mentioned just had a rough go at it because it was kind of hot. At nighttime, though, it gets in this maybe like mid-80s, and that's not bad in summertime, mid-80s to lower 80s. And you know what? They feel much better. They feel much better, and that's what – and people feel better too when we're out there. God, I mean, on Tuesday, if that beer's not flowing or you're not inside, something's got – you got to have intake. You can't just sit there. It's fun going with the friends, though, like I said. But in any case – we got to move on, and we got to pick some more winners, and that's this Saturday. Well, our racing for Saturday night is a 6 furlong. Our first race is a 6 furlong claiming 3,200, and I think this race goes off at 7:30. So, folks, if you're going to go to Fairmont Park, maybe go around 6:50, 7 o'clock, get situated, get comfortable. And 7:30 is post time. This is a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And we're going with the one horse on top here, Catherine Eugenia. Yeah, that's Eugenia, right? With an IA at the end? All right, cool. That's Tavares and Hughes, and that horse is going off right now at 9-5. Yeah, it should have its way here. I mean, it outdueled this three horse that I'm about to mention. Shame on the Night, and that's Molina, and that's Scalcioni. Did I say that right? Scalcioni?
Yes.
Ah, that's good. All right, so that horse is going off at 5-2. So we got that's a good one there, folks. That's a good exacta box. Coming in third here, we got Sing Kitty Sing, and that's Santiago and Randazzo. So we got that duo going there. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 1-mile 70, and this is claiming 4,000. And we're going to have the five horse on top here, Mr. Ticker Talker, and that's Baylon Durham, 4-1. Followed by Pitaha. That's the four horse, and that's Santiago Durham at 3-1. And we're going to take Jack and John. What a brilliant run a couple races back, and from way out, you couldn't see this horse. And we think it's going to get up there and get second or third. We got it third right now, so we got a 5-4-6 on this one. We kind of lean towards the 5-4-4-5 standing out here. All right. Race number three. We got a 350-yard optional claimer here, and this is for 10,000. And we went with the inside rail on this one with the one horse called Swipe, and that's Santiago Griffin, 2-1. Best power number, should be a gate-to-wire type of run here. Followed by the eight horse, Rock Witcha, baby, and that's the eight horse here, and that's Molina Belt, 4-1, and then the three horse, Miss MC Bet the Beach, and that's Tavares Barrera at 9-2. So that's what we have for third race. Fourth race, we have a 6-furlong claiming 4,000, and we got the five horse on top here, GG Second Chance, and that's Molina Frank Randazzo, and that's going off at 5-1, followed by the 7. The 7's going to get a lot of play on this one. You know, I just think that this GG's Second Chance here has got a better – I think we know what She's Too Young For You Burrow's all about here. I mean, it's going to be right there. I just got my little upset mind here. I'm taking a 5 at 5-1. The 7, She's Too Young – She's Too Young For You, Bro. And that's Baylon Martinez, Ralphie, going off at 5-2. And then the one horse, Smokey Row Mac, and that's Santiago Doris. And that, hey, you know what? If these two on top battle each other out, I think this one sneaks right there. And I like the 5-7-7-5, but I also like that one right there to creep in and ruin this parade here. I don't think one's got enough to win it. But I don't think one can it's going to get third or second. That's what I'm seeing here. That's what the numbers tell us. Fifth race here, we got a 1 mile claiming 3,200. And we're going with the 7-horse Street Smarty. And Rattana, you got my respect here, buddy, on that one run from Tuesday's racing. Rattana Johnson, 8-5. I like this horse on top here, followed by the 4-horse Go to the Max, and that's Baylon Durham, 9-5. And I tell you what, whatever I said about Durham in the past, about he's in a little slump, the man's picked it up. He's over 20% on the win clip, and that's typical Durham type of meet. He'll start off a little slow, but, man, when he heats up, game over, and he loves his horses going long. So, if you guys go out there at Fairmont Park, there's certain type of trainers you look for on what they do, and keep this in mind, Mike Durham is all about distance. He really runs the 1 miles, the 1-mile 70s. The guy's an ace out there. He's one of the generals with the distant type of format. All right, so we'll finish this off with horse number 5, Serena's Halo, and that's Diego Burtis, and that's 6-1. All right, then we move on to our sixth race here, and we've got a 6-furlong starter optional claiming 7,500. I tell you what, I love this horse. I love this horse being up there, and that's Mucho Macho Dan. That's the sixth horse here, and it's going off at 2-1. And then I got the problem right here. This is where I'm running into this problem. I got the 2 and I got the 3, and I think they're both about even. And I'll tell you, Serious Talk beat Mucho Macho Dan last time they raced. I think Serious Talk beat him. So Serious Talk I got this time, though, going second. And I got Mucho Macho Dan to win it, followed by, you see, this is what I'm saying, the 2 and the 3. I'm having a hard time separating, but I'm going to go with the class here. I'm going with the 2. I'm going with Mucho Macho Dan with the 2 Serious Talk. I think Green Machine, if anyone could do it, I think it's this horse here, because I've counted this horse out a couple times year before, and I said, maybe, you know what, I don't know. It's jumping up in class and all that. And he's going to face good horses here that have been through Oaklawn Park and all that. I mean, this horse right here that I'm looking at, Mucho Macho Dan here, claiming 10,000 open at Oaklawn Park. That's not bad here, folks. 8-1 or 8.5-1. And then they brought it to a starter at 8,000 at Oaklawn Park. This is all this year. And this horse, I mean, I'm telling you, I think green means go. It's got his work cut out. But if any horse could do it, if any trainer get this horse ready for it, it's probably Butler. So, Gerald Butler, you got your work cut out. I got the horse picked third this time. And that's not like me, because I like the horse Green Means Go. But I just think Mucho Macho Dan, and that's the 6 horse. And then the 2 horse Serious Talk. I think these two are just going to go back and forth at each other. They know each other quite well. And then don't count out Bold Ransom. Bold Ransom finished fourth or third in that race last time they raced. So, in any case, that's what we have there. And let's move on to race number 7. But that was a nice pay-per-view match there. I like that. The 7th race here, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And we got Retractable, and that's Tavares Durham. And that's an 8-1 horse. We got an 8-1 horse now. Ring the bells if this comes in. This is our long shot play of the day here. And we're saying we like this horse for the fact that last time it raced up at Arlington Park, and it took third. And I tell you what, that was on that wasn't that far back, June 8th. It stumbled at the start. It stumbled at the start, and this horse still has enough to get up there and get third here. Went off at 11-1. I definitely think that this horse is going to be live here at 8-1. We're all over it. We're all over the 7 horse, 8-1, Retractable. And that's a new jockey here, Tavares, so let's see what he's all about. Followed by the 6 horse, Mystical Temple, and that's Melina Cox, 6-5. You got to have those two in there. And then we threw a big bomb here. We threw a big bomb here. We got the 7-6, and our third place horse is the 4, and that's I'm just blowing smoke. I'm just blowing smoke, and that's Osebreth, and that is Obermeyer horse here, and that's going off at 12-1. And we like this horse to close late. There's nothing wrong on the format here. 5 times at Fairmount Park it's ran lifetime. 3 of the 5 have been thirds. So you know what? Why not? I mean, this horse looks like it belongs here. At 12-1, I'm buying it. All right, that's what we have for you folks. For this Fairmount Park Saturday night, and that is June 23rd. Man, it's flying. Summer's already flying. It's unbelievable. Any case, you guys keep cashing those winning tickets, and I tell you what, we haven't been bad with our picks here. Another thing we want you guys to do is go to YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com is free music. Download it. Enjoy every types of genre music out there. You guys will really enjoy it. And Brian, take care, my friend. You guys keep cashing those tickets. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.